Welcome back, everybody, to episode 74 of Off the Field Podcast. I hope you're having a grand time. And if you're listening to this, you better be going to that description and following the podcast on Instagram.
Of course.
We post when the episodes come out. We post every single week. Thursdays, 2 p.m. You can get that audio on Spotify and Apple.
Ladies and gentlemen, the YouTube video goes up 2 p.m. on Fridays. Back-to-back uploads.
Yeah.
Who else is doing it like us?
Go to our content on Instagram. Let us know what you listen on. Is it Spotify, Apple, YouTube? We want to know. We want to get involved with our community and make this a fun place about sports, entertainment, and all kinds of things. And I want to say thank you to each and every single person that wished me a happy birthday last week. Really appreciate all the love.
How old are you? Holy.
I am 28. I feel no different. But obviously, birthdays are always fun. I always like to make something out of them. I don't like to just let it go by and have like a piece of chicken for dinner and call it, put a candle in it. I know some people do not care, like especially the older they get.
You know, I did that this year. A lot of my friends were like, hey, let's get together. Let's do something. I never did anything.
How could you?
Come on.
You're still
I had a dinner. I had a dinner at least.
Okay.
I did something.
But I'll save all the birthday talk for the end because we have a guest with us today on this Off the Field Podcast episode. Mobo, would you introduce him?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Reggie Duval Saint. How are we doing, Reggie?
What's going on, guys? Thank you for having me. How's everything today?
Solid,
splendid. Hot, warm. Honestly, was scorching.
Yeah, feeling the summer effects here in California. It's felt like it was.
Same here on the East Coast. Same here on the East Coast. It was scorching today, man.
Yeah, it has been getting way up there in the temp, and I'm definitely feeling it the more and more we go through June. But Reggie, can you please tell the off-the-field audience what you are trying to accomplish in the world of baseball?
Yeah, so my goal is to be the first beer vendor ever, first stadium beer vendor, to sell beer at every MLB park. And I'm trying to do it all again in one season again this year, but I'm trying to hit every park.
Hold on. You said again, have you done it before?
So lifetime, I've gotten 27 out of 30. I'm still missing three.
Okay. This season, I've got, okay. You and I are in the same territory. I'm currently at 24. We'll be 26 after the month of August. But what are those three for you? What are the ones you have not done yet?
Okay, so the final three I'm missing is Minnesota Twins, which I'm hoping to get off my list in July.
Okay.
Red Sox, which would, you know, it seems like one of the ones I should have, but I'm still missing that one. Mm-hmm. And the most difficult is going to be Toronto because you got these. It's a little more complex to work in Canada as opposed to getting a job here.
Freaking so, international law.
Is it? Yeah. How long would you say the process is to get a visa?
That's a good question. So it may take as long as a few years, I've heard.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
Or it could be relatively quick if the Blue Jays. So if anybody from the Blue Jays organization sees this, please feel free to reach out and help me get this process organized here. So,
yeah.
Hey, we'll be sure to spread the word.
Everybody, like a little lightning lane past.
Y'all better tag the Blue Jays on this video.
Yeah.
Let's fast track that process as much as we can.
Let's expedite it. Ace that.
You and I share a stadium that we both have not done. I have not been to Minnesota. Like you just mentioned, you have not worked Minnesota yet. So maybe one day we could make that work to where you're the vendor doing your thing, completing your challenge, and I'm checking off another stadium.
That'd be sick.
So like I said, I'm in contact with them. I'm trying to get there for July sometime, hopefully to set that up. So check that one off. I was missing White Sox. I was able to check that off on Memorial Day. Shout out to the White Sox. Shout out to Miller Lite for helping me put that together. So another one off the list. Three more to go. Lifetime.
Let's go.
I'm trying to do as many as I can this season again. So far I've gotten to 17-30 this year alone. Which is
wow. Whoa. That's amazing, man.
I got to ask Reggie real quick.
Yes.
No specific order. Shoot out five stadiums that you have absolutely loved working.
So baseball wise, I gotta say, you know what, Phillies this season. Phillies have been amazing, and you know I live in Philadelphia, so maybe I'm a little biased, but fans have really turned out this year to show their support in Philly. So shout out to the Phillies.
I mean, the product they're putting on the field also compliments all that.
Oh, yeah,
without a doubt.
Yeah,
I think they have the best record in the league right now. So like I said,
yeah, they're killing it.
keep doing what they're doing. And, you know, since they made that switch from Girardi to Thompson, man, it's been nonstop success. So looking forward to seeing what they can do this year.
So we got Philly. What other four would you say you've absolutely loved working?
You know, there's a few that I really enjoy. I want to say Tigers this year have been really good so far. The days that I've been in Tigers, I really enjoy working in Detroit.
Nice.
Couple other ones, Busch Stadium. I go there pretty regularly. I like Busch Stadium.
That one's underrated. I went there last year or 2 years ago, and it doesn't get talked about enough. When you're there in person, it kind of feels like it's up there with some of those like most beautiful ballparks.
Right. No, I really love Busch Stadium. A couple other ones. Like I said, I'm here at Citi Field today. Citi Field, my heart, you know.
Yeah, but, you guys can see that. You can actually see the Citi Field logo on the video version of the podcast right now. It's right there. In
I'm curious, feet. What side are you on? Are you like by right field, left field, center?
Currently, I'm right by left field here. So not too far. Yep, right by left field.
I think and we entered at home plate when we went there.
We were home plate, but we sat – like I in think left triple
field,
deck, yeah.
Like the top of left field for a dollar.
We got our tickets for free because at the time we had used like everybody had a SeatGeek code.
Yeah,
everybody and their mothers had a $20 off SeatGeek code. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it worked out for us. It was awesome though.
Love it.
And now to talk about that even more, like you told me before we started the pod, you're working the Subway Series tonight. That's actually what you just got off of right now. Were there any Grimace sightings out there tonight?
Oh, actually, you know what? I did see quite a few fans wearing either the T-shirt. I saw a couple costumes today. So, like I said, the Met fans seem to be really embracing that whole Grimace thing, man. Love how they're getting behind that.
Yeah.
And like I said, sometimes it's whatever it takes that – whatever it is that gives that team the boost. And right now it seems to be Grimace. So.
Who would have guessed, man? And I only asked that because I was watching the ninth inning of the game because I was like, oh, he told me he's working this one. Let me see how it ends. And then they cut to a guy in like a Grimace morph suit.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So what area were you working tonight?
Well, today I was on the 100 level. So I was assigned to selling beer on the 100 level. And it was busy. Like I said, every Subway Series that I've ever done has been pretty solid, you know.
Yeah. Now, what has inspired you to do this challenge? What was the start of it all? Why? What's the reason?
Good question. So, like I said, first of all, I got into vending completely by accident. I was on vacation in South Florida in 2017, and I saw an ad on Craigslist saying, you know, come work the MLB All-Star game.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wanted to go. I'm a baseball fan, and I took a look at the ticket prices, and I saw the prices were, you know, 500 plus just to get in. And I was like, man, you know what? And they replied to the ad. They said, hey, we're having an open call for just open positions. It's only for these 2 days, just the home run derby and the All-Star game, you know, just a quick in and out kind of thing. And I said, okay. You know, I went in, and they said, you're going to be the hot dog guy. And I was like, okay, you know, I'll take on the challenge. And,
hot commodity.
Start slinging them up and down. Yeah.
The first day I started was the derby. And I got the hot dogs immediately, and I came out of the room where you prepare them. I couldn't even make it to the seats, and it was so busy. I sold out, and I just repeated that process several times. And, you know, I was like, man, this is awesome. You know, I fell in love with the job. And, you know, it was great in the beginning. I did the derby, the All-Star game. And then they invited me to do a regular season Marlins game.
Quite the difference, I assume.
Yeah, reality kind of set in a little bit, you know.
Yeah, they definitely got attendance problems there in Florida.
Yeah, so reality set in a little bit. But, I fell in love just doing those first 2 days. I was like, wow, this is awesome. Are there any other gigs like this?
So you had no prior experience before that?
No, I was not in the vending world at all, and it kind of consumed me and sucked me in. So,
what a way to kick it off,
for real. Yeah.
So I took kind of a wild leap. I was working in banking before that, and I started doing more and more vending gigs. And eventually, it kind of hit me. I was like, you know, what would it actually take to get to every single ballpark and every single NFL stadium?
Yeah, NFL as well.
Yeah, yeah. So NFL, I'm actually missing. Only one NFL stadium, Vikings.
Wow. That's fair. Vikings is fairly new. So,
Yeah, Vikings is popped up in 2017, so I'm still knocking on that door actively, hoping to get in.
Awesome. So I believe you mentioned earlier you're from Philadelphia originally.
Well, I grew up in New York, so that's why City Field is so special to me. But I live in Philadelphia.
Okay. When did you make the move from New York to Philly?
2018, I moved down.
Okay, so fairly recent.
And but adopted home. I am now. I gotta say the Phillies have grown on me for sure.
Hell yeah, that city's awesome. That team has amazing energy, and the energy that you felt at the All-Star game. Is there any other big events you have worked besides like a regular season game?
Yeah. So actually, yesterday, I completed the trifecta, or the quadfecta, I guess you could say, of doing a Super Bowl, an NBA Finals, MLB World Series, and yesterday now the Stanley Cup.
Wow! So, no way!
All four of the major championships now, which is
that's crazy.
Dude.
Wow, man! So you've definitely seen some cool moments.
Dude, that is yeah. Last night was special. I could see a championship like that, a game seven go down to the end, and just emotion, raw emotion from the fans, and everybody just celebrating. That was quite the sight to see. So, Bobrovsky, congratulations to him and the Florida Panthers. Great run.
I definitely feel like a vendor or an usher is the perfect stadium job. If you want to work, but also kind of be able to watch the game, because you can turn your head, you can look, you can be like, oh, what just happened? And you're not really going to get in trouble.
And you know, what I like about vending too, is that usually alcohol cuts off at a certain point. So in baseball, seventh inning. So by the time we're done, you can usually catch the end or the important moments of the game, which is always good.
Are there any historic moments besides like the championships and everything? Like, have you ever been vending for like a no hitter or like a cycle or like anything not always guaranteed at a baseball game or really any sporting event?
Yeah. So sometimes you get some random moments. I certainly remember some injuries for sure. I'll forget seeing Alex Smith's injury, NFL player. Yeah.
He had like one of the worst injuries you can possibly have.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, moments like that will stick out to you for sure. And then special events as well, which are always good. This past week I was able to go to experience Rickwood Field and everything out there.
Hell yeah. Nice.
That was a special moment.
You were bending that game or watching that game?
Bending.
Nice. Hell yeah, man. Now,
around it was pretty cool.
Sweet. And now growing up with the New York roots and moving to Philly, do you have a favorite team with the Yankees and Mets, or is it all Phillies now?
Right now, I got to be honest. I got to say it's all Phillies. I am completely converted. I am a Phillies fan right now.
Who's your favorite guy on the squad right now?
You know what? It's tough to say. I like Alec Bohm. You know, Castellanos, of course, but I think JT Realmuto right now is
nice.
The team. I know he just got hurt recently, but I love what he brings to the team there.
Hell yeah.
Solid player for sure.
Yeah, definitely been one of the most solid catchers in baseball for the past like decade, I would say.
And Reggie, just kind of curious, with all the, you know, brand new vending job and everything, you know, how's working in terms of the lifestyle? It's going to be a lot of traveling, I'm assuming, right? You're always going to be on the go. Is it, you know, you're kind of like in and out of hotels, crashing on friends' couches, or are you renting out Airbnbs? Like, how do you kind of do it?
Yeah, a lot of people ask the same question. Like I said, what I love about vending is that the actual time that I'm spending vending, really, it's only about 3-4 hours of your day. Yeah. So the easy part is doing the work. I guess the hard part is planning and logistics, coordinating with all the different, you know, stadiums and teams and scheduling, that kind of thing, and making the travel work. I think that's the hard part.
Yeah.
But the part is actually the actual vending. So yeah, there's a lot of crashing on friends' couches, like you said, planning flights. And some nights you do spend at the airport, not gonna lie, but the experience and the journey is what makes it all worth it for me.
when you go and check off all these new ones, especially when the ones that are farther away, are you typically working like one game, a series, a whole homestand? How does it usually go when you're traveling to the teams that are farther for you?
Well, that's a good question. So I've tried to plan my schedule well in advance, which I love. So I tell everybody my favorite 2 days of the year are when the NFL schedule drops and when the MLB schedule drops. Already at the matchups, I'm like, oh, this is going to look good. This day's probably good. And, you know, kind of planning ahead. So, like, right now I'm already looking at August and September. I do a lot of stadium concerts as well. Mm-hmm. And those are certainly help pay the bills as well on this journey. So, yeah. You know, I try to mix that in with some of the baseball. And just kind of planning ahead is really – that's the toughest part of the whole thing. But I do love day games, first of all. Sometimes you look at the day games and the night games, try to make that work. Mm. Sometimes I'll get double 1 p.m. game somewhere and a 7 p.m. somewhere else.
Nice.
I love doing the
– dude, sick.
So, now, what's the whole process like? Because for most of the teams, you're in and out as an employee because, you know, a lot of them have their guys that are there as a part of the staff for the whole season, and they're there every single game. And you have this challenge where you're coming in, you want to check off a job and work with that team. And how does that process go for something that you're doing not for an entire season with the team?
Sure. Well, most teams are flexible with their attendance for vending. So they understand that, you know, it's a physical job and not everybody's going to come every day. So a lot of teams, especially in baseball, football, they're flexible with attendance. And then they understand that they need more staff on busier days. So they'll borrow help for like a day, like a Subway Series or like, a big matchup where attendance is high.
Yeah.
They're pretty flexible with vending.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I completely agree. It's definitely physically demanding going up and down the stairs of all these massive stadiums.
How, for example, like just for, let's say, a case of hot dogs and what you carry, how heavy would you say that is? Maybe 20, 30 pounds?
Hot dogs actually are relatively light, in my opinion, compared to the beer, I'd say. You know, hot dog, yeah, about, you know, 20, 30 pounds is about right. But I tend to carry heavier than most vendors. But I'd say, you know, a typical beer basket could be about 50 to 60 pounds. But I always think picking up a weight, you know, you start with 100 pounds, you put the weight down, you pick up 95, you keep going down, 80 pounds, 70. It gets lighter as you go. It gets easier. And that kind of motivates you.
Now, you got all the things in front of you that you could possibly sell as a vendor. Hot dogs, beer, candy.
Peanuts.
What's the one you're going to? You're like, I want to sell that. That's my favorite thing to sell as a vendor.
You got to go with the beer. The beer. It's so iconic. It's the most in demand. It's the most expensive.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What do you notice selling gets you the most tips? What food item usually will people tip more?
As far as food goes, I'd say, you know, maybe hot dogs or pretzels for sure. Mm-hmm. We do also do ice cream, some fun foods, cotton candy, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But in general for foods, I'd probably say hot dogs or pretzels. But beer for sure number one.
Hell yeah.
What item would you say is hard to sell?
Hard to sell? Hot chocolate on a hot day.
I didn't even know they vendored hot chocolate.
Cold chocolate at that point, I guess.
I didn't even know that was an item that vendors go around and sell.
Bro, imagine they just start carrying like full on espresso machines.
No, they do it like Tebow from iCarly. They have tacos on a stick.
Hey, I'd be open to trying it. You know, if anybody be open to trying it, it'd be me.
Hell yeah, why not?
Let's get it going. Tacos on a stick at every stadium.
Now, do you have any party tricks, I guess is the word I would say? Because I've seen vendors here in California. There's a guy at SoFi who always tosses it behind the back. There's a guy at Dodger Stadium. Whenever he has the cold items, he lets like the dry ice fog hit his face. Yeah. And he does like a whole Tweezy. You know Tweezy?
Shout out Tweezy, yes.
Yes.
Tweezy.
I just became good friends with Tweezy this season. That's pretty crazy.
Shout out to Tweezy the vendor, man.
Hell yeah.
He does a great job with theatrics.
Yeah, he really is a very good guy when it comes to doing the tricks with the vendor. I've also seen a guy literally yesterday at Pico Park. I've seen him for multiple seasons now. He's a churro guy, and he has, like, I think it's a rubber churro, and he's always throwing that thing like 5 feet in the air.
Yeah,
what, so do you have anything that you do, or are you just like the typical A to B sell my stuff vendor?
Well, like I said, I always have two different approaches. On a busy day, like I said, you're all about business, just trying to get everybody served as quick as possible.
Yeah.
But on a slower day, you know, I love to have fun with it. You know what I mean? I make a lot of jokes and a lot of things that just kind of catch people, certainly get their attention, and maybe twice. You know, my favorite line go to is like ice cold beer, just like how grandma used to brew it. You know, something like that that just throws them off. You know, makes them laugh, but pay attention to you more importantly.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it. Now, I was approached by Mobo with you and this whole challenge that you're doing. I'm just wondering how you came across us, because we were just chilling, and the Mobo's like, hey, check out this DM I just got. And I was reading about it, and I was like, you know what? Let's invite him on.
Yeah, for sure. I actually saw an ad for your podcast and a couple weeks back, and I heard a couple episodes, and I was like, you know what? Got to reach out to these guys, you know.
Hell yeah. Dude, thank you. Appreciate it. That's awesome, man. And doing all that vending all this time, man, I cannot imagine. So you have that goal of making it to NFL stadiums as well. What are three NFL stadiums did you say you loved working?
Well, actually, you know, my favorite, believe it or not, I got to say the Seahawks.
Let's go. Damn.
They get my vote for first place by far.
Let's go, baby.
And the atmosphere there. They drink as well, so never did. So Seahawks, you know, get the number one vote. I know they don't have Russell Wilson anymore, but they've been bringing Jeff Smith just as well, and they come out and drink there. So Seahawks number one. Second favorite team, you know what? Cincinnati Bengals. I got to say Cincinnati Bengals get a star in my book as well.
Okay, my Cincinnati friend's Bengals. Favorite team is the Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah. So far, you got two. Let's see if this third one hits.
Third favorite. I got to think about this one a little bit. I do like the Dolphins. I got to give the Dolphins a star as well, man. Miami Dolphins, they come out and they drink.
Okay. I don't know any Dolphins fans. Mobo, you?
Dolphins. No, I don't believe so.
Nah.
That's a rant.
Yeah. I don't got one. But I want to include you on this, Reggie. We do weekly home run picks. And I'm not going to lie, off the field, bench warmers. We forgot to do it last week.
Yeah, we're totally sorry for that one.
My bad. I just landed from a plane, so it may have skipped my memory. But this week, we're going to get back on track, and I am going to keep it on the Mets kind of vibe we have right now, and I'm going to choose Pete Alonso to hit a home run this week. We'll give you a little more time to think about it, Reggie, and we'll let Mobo.
I'm going to go with our beloved Logan O'Hoppy.
You've liked the Angels recently.
Yeah, I'm trying. You know what? I'm bearing onto like any grasp of hope I have for the team.
Yeah.
So I want to just, you know, just keep it going. You know, Reggie, you got to put on a smile through the pain.
For you guys, I know. But I'm hoping to make it out there for, I guess, the freeway series, right? Dodgers, Angels.
Yeah, that's, and it, that's Anaheim,
August, right?
Anaheim, it'll be September, I believe.
That's oh, right. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I hope to be at that.
For sure. I think I'm going to go.
Yeah, I don't know where I'll be. Hopefully I'll be in California. If I am in California, then I will be going most likely. But what about you, Reggie? Who's your home run pick?
For this week, you know what? I'm going to stick with the Mets. I'm going to go with Jeff McNeil.
Jeff McNeil. What's his nickname? Flying Squirrel, right?
Flying Squirrel.
Hey, he did numbers for me, and I'm going to be the show. So,
yeah,
valid choice.
It's definitely one of those more unique nicknames in baseball.
Flying Squirrel.
Yeah. The Mets have been hot lately. And thank you so much, Reggie, for joining us. It was very fun to hear your journey, and I hope you get it done as soon as possible. You think you're going to finish it this year, those last three? Well, Blue Jays might be tough, but the other two.
Like I said, that's the toughest caveat there. Yep. But other than that, I think I'd be able to get Fenway and Minnesota. So we're looking good. Just need some help from our neighbors up north there.
Hey, maybe if you get that rare September crossover, since you need the Vikings and Minnesota Twins, you could knock off both of them. But it's got to be September. That's like that 1 month where baseball and football cross over.
Absolutely. So looking forward to it. And like I said, I'll be out west next week. So if we cross paths, that'd be awesome.
Well, if you're working the Dodger game on July 6th, I will be there. So that'd Absolutely. Be cool.
For sure. No, guys, thank you so much for having me, man. Appreciate you guys. Best of luck to you guys in the podcast. And hope to hear from you guys soon.
Cool. Thank you so much. You have a good night. And get home safe. So we are going to keep the podcast going. Thank you so much, Reggie, for joining us. We just got a few more topics we want to talk about. I didn't want to keep him around and just bore him if it wasn't going to be him involved in the conversation. You know what I mean?
For the viewers, there's a big time difference between us.
Yeah, yeah. What time is it? It's midnight for him over there.
It's late over there, brother.
Yeah. And originally, we were planning to do it when he got home. But like he said, because it's a Subway Series, he wasn't able to get out of there super fast. And he was like, I can just do it from the stadium. And I was like, I mean, if you think it'll work, then
can you imagine how busy it is, though, on something as iconic as that? I mean, even then, we saw how busy it was for a simple Freeway Series game.
Yeah, and we're never on the same skill level.
Oh, yeah, no.
But yes, my birthday, I want to talk about that a little bit, what I did, some of the gifts I received, and they were some pretty amazing ones, and I want to really shine a spotlight on those people. But what we did is go back to the Freeway Series, year two. I could not believe it fell on my birthday again. Last year, turned 27, celebrated 27 with 27. Mike Trout was still healthy at the time.
You just have a lot of luck with that.
I don't know. And yeah, June 21st, that is my birthday. And last year, we were shut out 2-0. Wasn't the best game for my birthday. And then this year, schedule comes out. Art told me, hey, guess what? It's on your birthday again. And I was like, no way. So then, you know, we had to book it. We went back. Thank you to everybody that showed up and responded and was there for my birthday. I appreciate all of you, Mobo included. He was there in person. And we won this time.
3-2, baby. It was honestly, I was expecting to get just spanked. Absolutely just destroyed.
Ever since I met the softball crew, every time we go to these games, that's what I expect. Because the skill level's just been so lopsided.
But yet, ladies and gentlemen, you never stop believing because somehow and some way, the Angels always pull through.
You'll never know what'll happen in baseball.
My friend said it best. He reposted us winning against the Dodgers and said, average Joes versus world contenders. LMAO.
And the average Joes won, baby.
Let's the first never game. Count them out. I mean, I will say this, though. Coming from an Angel fan, dude, that ball by Ohtani when we were there was absolutely...
He smoked it.
Dude, it was beautiful.
But that was also the definition of one of those perfect games where you go see a superstar... And it's against your favorite team. You want your favorite team to win, but you want to see that superstar kind of show why they're a superstar.
You want to let them, like, you want to let them hang.
Yeah, I knew that's what you were going to say. And Ohtani did. He pieced a home run, 2-run shot, the only runs he scored all game, and we still won. So that's, like, the perfect way to watch a baseball game, in my opinion, is you get to see the superstar do their thing, but your team still wins.
Well, we were tied 2-2.
Yeah.
And we drove in the runner on second, Wardy, right?
In extra innings.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot that was a rule.
Yeah, I hate that rule.
You know what? I don't think it's that bad, but I do think it's... It does. See, I want to say unfair, but it's not.
It needs to feel more earned. It kind of feels like a gimme with that runner on second.
I would be perfectly okay if they like moved him back to first.
That'd be better, in my opinion.
I would say better.
And then, yeah, Carlos Cespedes came in to slam the door, got that save. Yeah. And I just want to run through these birthday gifts. It was an amazing birthday just with the game itself, and then it got even better with the people in my life that gave me gifts. And I want to shout out this one right away. Bobo was a part of this. Yep. I was caught completely off guard. Did not expect this at all. I was lied to very well by Shortsy. He had me convinced. He told me that not everyone was going to pitch in, so it didn't happen. And then he told me he got me a credit card from the Angel. Not a credit card, but like a card.
Like a gift card?
Shortsy has a significant other that works with the Angels and said he got me an employee card that had like $200 for the 2025 season, and only employees are given this card. Okay. But she hooked it up for my birthday, and I was like, oh, sweet. Believable, honestly, because I've never worked for the Angels. How would I know?
I thought you were about to say, oh, yeah, she gave me the Angels credit card. I was like, what?
I don't know how to. Well, it's fake, obviously. Yeah. That was just a lie to throw me off course.
And it worked, ladies and gentlemen. He was completely, completely fooled. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, the gift I was asking for and the gift they got, which I'll grab in 1 second, it was a lot of money. So I wasn't upset. I was like, I get it. Like, it's a ton. And I was like, but I said in April, I'm like, you know, maybe if you get like 6-7 people to pitch in, then it's cheap, you know? And they had me fooled. And here it is.
Show that thing.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Angels. Yeah, go ahead. Announce it.
Look at this beautiful MLB WWE crossover. Angels World Series. Oh, it's not World Series, but Angels Champion.
It's amazing, honestly.
It's absolutely beautiful. Dude, look. I honestly love the white accents on it. The inside of the belt looks awesome too. It, like, got that designer like Louis V kind of vibe going to it. It's beautiful, absolutely shining.
And you guys lifted my spirits with this one. I was a little down that day, and as soon as I saw, I'm not even kidding. Even when Kat pulled out the box, I still didn't think it was it.
To be fair, ladies and gentlemen, the box was absolutely ridiculous.
It was huge.
Dude, it was probably like 8 feet long. I'm not kidding.
I still didn't think it was it.
And Art carried that in his car.
I know he did. Shorts told me the whole story. He dropped it off earlier in the week and everything. Yeah. But I was told by Shortsy that that Angels card was my gift from him, and Cap still got me another gift. So when Cap was like, if you would have pulled it out or if Art would have pulled it out, I probably would have known right away.
Yeah.
But since Cap lifted it up, I was like, oh, that's probably Cap's gift.
Oh, it worked out beautiful. And I was going to grab it at first. I was going to
I probably would have known.
Yeah, no. You're good.
And so he lifted it up, and I was like, oh, I wonder what he got me. And then as soon as we cut it open and I felt this part, yeah. I was like, I know that feeling because of that one. And I was like, they really did it. I can't believe it. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you, man. I love you, too.
I can't believe y'all fucking got this beautiful thing.
I better see you wear that shit to games.
I'm bringing it to next softball.
You better.
100%. And then...
Are you going to bat with it on?
I could.
I feel like you should, but you probably
I don't want to risk it falling off.
See, I knew it. You got to... Okay, I'll give you that. It's your gift. You do what you want with it.
I
want
to keep her shiny.
You know what? You could like you could wrap it with like clear film.
I mean, I had some because that's what it came in.
Oh.
It's gone now.
Never mind.
But I think, you know, once it's time for display and then I'll take it down whenever I want, I'll probably buy the same shelf I have that one on and just put it above it. Probably.
Yeah, that'd be smart.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to flex it. Actually, you could put it right here.
Oh, that would have been sick to put it above the windows.
Well, like, I was going
to
say.
One over there and one right here.
Over the windows or even part of our shrine.
Well, I mean, since that one's right there, I feel like we should just put it above that one.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, this definitely is one of the best birthday gifts I've received in my life. Not just that birthday. Like, ever. So, thank you to Mobo, Shortsy, Art, and Cap. I'm not missing anybody, right?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay.
Nobody else I know.
And then I gave Fernando the moral thank you. Because Fernando was there, too. And I'm like, so all of you? And Fernando's like, not me. But I'll dap you up.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. And then my aunt's gift. My aunt just dropped this off today.
Oh.
So this is going to help video quality into the future on my main channel. So I've always had a janky setup for the GoPro when I wear my head cam.
Janky setup as in like Benny janky setup with a straight up nut and screw?
No, I just had like the GoPro headband, which is very floppy. But now we have a hat. And
it's like a specific GoPro hat?
Yeah. And what the hell? You guys will get a POV if you're watching the video version. I hit record right now. So this is what I see when I'm doing the podcast. You can see the Angel game is on over there. Oh, Carlos Estevez is in for the save.
They just brought him in.
Nice. But yeah, so this was from my aunt. I think it'll help. It's very locked because with the headband, it was floppy. So like if I turned, sometimes it would go like, but like this is, like there won't be any motion jankiness in the footage, you know?
I feel like you should, you know what you should do is get a black shirt with big old media on the back of it and just walk around anywhere you'll get in. You look like somebody that'd be a director.
Yeah, that's what this hat gives.
Yeah, it gives.
It's recording, right? It's blinking red.
Oh, yeah, it's recording. Watch. I'll even do a little live action shot right here.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Give me a little.
And then a family gift from mom, dad, siblings is this one right here. Oh, my God. This one I was not expecting. And I did ask for it, but I think I asked for it in like December. So I completely forgot.
Yeah. What'd you get?
It is another picture that I took turned in to a canvas. Oh. So the famous one in this office is the one in Mexico City where I was recording a video. Lightning struck when I was recording, and then I just screenshotted it. And now we have that beautiful masterpiece.
Looks awesome.
And then this one of the Tokyo Dome when Art and I went to Japan.
Dude, that looks sick.
So you got the Tokyo Dome. You got the Ferris wheel that's over there because it's like a giant mall also.
Yeah.
And that's probably going to go right above that one. Or we're going to move it to the left and put it to the right.
That'd be sick.
Yeah. So awesome gifts from friends and family this year. I kind of just got in the episode like this because if I get up, everything will fall. But yeah, so thank you for this beautiful thing. I definitely will never stop saying that.
Right on, man.
And
glad you love it.
Yeah, now that is the end. Thank you, Reggie, for joining us. Hope you guys had fun. Remember what we said at the beginning of the episode. We post Spotify and Apple audio off the field podcast every Thursday at 2 p.m.
Ladies and gentlemen, YouTube hits 2 p.m. Don't forget to like, subscribe. Make sure that notification bell is on.
YouTube hits on what day at 2 p.m.?
Oh, Fridays. There we go. Thank you for helping me.
Thank you. They would have never known. And then remember to go follow the Instagram and all that stuff.
Make sure to follow Reggie and tag the Blue Jays, whether it's on the YouTube channel, on the Instagram. You guys let them know we got to get Reggie up to the Great White North.
If we can get that done and help his journey, that'd be pretty sick. And let us know if you were, let us drop something from this episode in the comments of our Instagram to let us know that you listened to this episode.
Yeah.
And we'll know. We'll be like, oh, they listened to episode 74.
Oh, I got one. I got the perfect question. Let it be said. Comment down below. What is Reggie's favorite NFL stadium to sell at?
I know the answer to that one.
I know it too.
But you're going to have to use your memory. All right. Wait, no, that's my main channel outro.
You were about to hit. Dude,
I'm too locked in.
My bro is roboticized. Roboticized?
Little androidy there.
I was a little. No, I can't say that.
All right. Thank you. See you in episode 75.
Later.
Three quarters to 100.